Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train, thoughts whizzing by faster than you can catch them? You know that feeling when you're trying to focus on one thing, but distractions pull you in every direction? Yeah, me too. Trust me, I get it. It's the curse of modern life constant stimulation. Endless notifications, and the pressure to be on all the time. But what if I told you there's a way to tame that mental whirlwind, to build unshakable focus and clarity? Today, we're diving into Stoic philosophy, an ancient wisdom tradition that can equip you with the mental discipline you need to conquer distractions and achieve laser focus. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking this is some dusty old book club for philosophers, hear me out. The Stoics weren't about brooding in a toga, they were practical thinkers who understood the power of mindset. They believe that true happiness comes not from external circumstances, but from mastering our own reactions to them. Think of it like this. You can't control everything that happens around you, but you can absolutely control how you respond. And that's where mental discipline comes in. So, what are some key takeaways from Stoicism that can help us build that mental muscle? First off, accept what's beyond your control. This might sound obvious, but it's surprisingly difficult to do. We often waste precious energy stressing over things we can't change, traffic jams, deadlines, other people's opinions. The Stoics taught us to focus our energy on what we can control. Our thoughts, our actions, and our attitudes. Second, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a meditation master overnight, although that's certainly helpful. It simply means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your thoughts and feelings as they arise, acknowledge them, and then let them go. Think of it like watching clouds drift by fascinating to observe, but they don't need your constant attention. They would cultivate a growth mindset. Stoicism emphasizes continuous learning and self-improvement. Embrace challenges as opportunities for growth, not threats to your ego. Remember, setbacks are inevitable. What matters is how you respond to them. Do you let them define you, or do you use them as fuel to become stronger? Fourth, prioritize virtue over pleasure. This doesn't mean denying yourself all enjoyment, life's too short for that. But the Stoics believe that true happiness comes from living a virtuous life, guided by principles of wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. Think of it like this. Chasing fleeting pleasures often leads to temporary satisfaction followed by an even greater craving. Cultivating virtues, on the other hand, builds lasting resilience and inner peace. And finally, remember that you are not your thoughts. Your mind is a powerful tool, but it's not your entire being. You have the ability to observe your thoughts without being consumed by them. Imagine your mind like a busy highway. There's always traffic, but you don't have to get stuck in every jam. With practice and intention, you can navigate those mental highways with greater ease and clarity. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're working on a big project, facing a looming deadline. Your mind is racing, emails are popping up, your phone's buzzing its chaos. But instead of getting swept away by the storm, you take a moment to breathe, apply those Stoic principles we just talked about. You acknowledge the stress without letting it control you. You focus on what you can control. Your work, your time management, your attitude. You remind yourself that setbacks are part of the process, and this challenge is an opportunity to learn and grow. Suddenly, the mental clutter dissipates, replaced by a sense of calm focus. You get back to work, energized and ready to tackle the task at hand. That's the power of Stoic discipline. It equips you to navigate life's inevitable challenges with grace and resilience. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing these principles today. Take small steps, be patient with yourself, and remember that building mental discipline is a lifelong journey. And trust me, the rewards are worth a sharper mind, greater clarity, and a more fulfilling life. As always, thanks for tuning into Clarity First. If you found this episode helpful, hit that subscribe button, leave us a review, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep striving for that mental clarity.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.